The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
They're calling it the trial of the century. French people eagerly watching the proceedings in the trial of Salah Abdeslam, the sole surviving perpetrator of the, or alleged perpetrator of the 2015 Bataclan Theatre massacre, an attack by Islamic jihadis which left 130 people dead and about 350 injured. Joining me now for the latest on this criminal trial is France correspondent with the Irish Times, Lara Marlowe. And Lara, the defendant has already grossly offended people by saying that the murder of 130 people and the injuring of another 350 was, and I quote, nothing personal.
Exactly. It was earlier this week when the judge gave the defendant, the 14 defendants who are present out of 20, the opportunity to speak. And all of the others claimed that they were innocent, contested the charges against them. But Salah Abdeslam, who's the only surviving member of the 10-strong commando, got up and he was very self-assured, extremely cold and quite hateful. And he said, why France? Because the previous day a Belgian investigator had been asked that question and she couldn't answer. And he said, because French planes were bombing the Islamic State, that's Daesh or ISIS, in Syria, he said, and the planes that were bombing made no distinction between men, women, and children. And we wanted France to feel the same pain. That's what he said. And this was very upsetting for the families of the dead and the people who were wounded. And he said, he continued, he said, my goal is not to turn the knife in the wound. He said, but I owe it to these people to be sincere and not to lie to them. So it did leave a very strong feeling of malaise in the courtroom. And people fear this trial is going on for another 8 months, or almost another nine months. And they wonder what other sorts of speeches we'll hear from him in the course of the trial. He's due to testify at length in January.
He has also made some sort of political stances by suggesting that François Hollande knew the risks when he decided to attack, as he described it, the Islamic world.
Yes, he said, he claimed that the reason that Jacques Chirac did not join in the 2003 war against Iraq was that he didn't want anti-French hatred and attacks in France. That's obviously not the reason. But he said François Hollande, when he took the decision, knew that French people were going to die.
Is there much of a sense of concern that he is being allowed a platform? Because if you look at similar trials in history, if you look at the trial of Anders Behring Breivik, there was a lot of discussion around whether or not he should be allowed to speak at all. And the manner in which he was tried was significant in its restraint and what that said about the society. How is this playing out among French people?
There is a debate about it. Some people say that he's being given far too much importance because he really, when you look at the actual facts, he dropped off the three suicide bombers at the Stade de France and then drove to the north of Paris, abandoned his car, took the metro, went to the south of Paris, abandoned his suicide vest and called his buddies in Belgium to come and fetch him. So it's not even certain that he actually killed someone, yet he is being held responsible for all 130 murders. I mean, he certainly supported the atrocities, and I think it's almost certain he will get life in prison with no possibility of parole. But as you say, Anton, there is a debate about whether he should be given this platform. People had feared he would not say a word. That was originally the concern, because he's refused to talk to investigators over the last 5 years. The other fear, of course, is that this trial will increase Islamophobia in France and prejudice against Muslims. And you remember, France has the biggest Muslim population in Europe. I think that overall, though, on balance, people accept that this trial must take place. And there's also a feeling that this, for the first time, we actually have one of these jihadists on the witness stand. And he's revealing his mentality. He's telling what they think. And that was kind of missing in the trial last year for the Charlie Hebdo attacks. You remember in January of 2015, when they went in and massacred a dozen people in the editorial meeting at this satirical weekly. Everyone in that trial denied having anything to do with it, and they got various sentences. But they were sort of second fiddles, you know, supporters and logisticians. This time we have a real criminal jihadist who was an active participant in the planning of the attacks. And I think in a way that's cathartic may not be the right word, but it's revealing, it's educational. There's a certain satisfaction in having one of the perpetrators in the dock and seeing his face and hearing what he has to say.
Is there any perception of increased risk of further terrorist activity by virtue of the trial? Because if you look across at the mm-hmm. US, one of the long-term arguments about the use of Guantanamo was mm-hmm. that if you brought the trials onto American soil, they would become focal points for potential attacks. Is there a similar concern with this in France?
There is, but it's not so strong as to prevent the trial taking place. But virtually the whole of the Ile de la Cité has been closed off for the duration of the trial, and it's creating huge traffic jams everywhere. There are barricades all over. The day I went to pick up my badge to cover the trial, I couldn't actually get to the official who was waiting to give me my badge because the police wouldn't let me through. And eventually I had to be escorted by a policeman to the gates of the Palais de Justice. But it's quite impressive to see the sheer number of policemen. This morning, the trial starts actually at lunchtime every day, and I was going on my morning walk, and the motorcade carrying one of the prisoners to the court went by. They take them several hours early. And there were sirens. There must have been at least 100 policemen escorting the motorcade. There was a van that said penitentiary service, in which the prisoner presumably was being held. And they were going very fast. And so they take them at unpredictable times by various routes. You even have armed policemen in little boats, speedboats on the Seine, going round and round the island. You've got police snipers on the roofs. So I think that they've pretty much taken that concern in hand. On the first day of the trial, the Interior Minister said there is an increased risk of terrorist attacks during the trial. People have pretty much taken that on board. There have been so many attacks in France since 2015. That it is, I hate to say, it's almost become banal. You never really get used to something like that, but people are not really surprised anymore when it does happen. And there was, even during the Charlie Hebdo trials last year, you remember, there was a young Pakistani stabbed two people outside the former offices of the magazine that had been attacked. I don't believe that either of them died. I'm not sure, I'd have to check that, but it was a news story for one day, and it was directly linked to the trial. And again, there was huge security around the courtroom.
Well, we'll have to hope that the security is effective and that we don't see a repetition of that kind of thing. Lara Marlow, France correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.